Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday morning, March the 25th, 2026, 3:25:26. Middle of the week, 12 and a half minutes past the hour, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Go ahead, caller.
Killer Marion!
As it always is.
Oh, yes. Scott, I'm going to start a GoFundMe or Kickstarter for Naomi Craig. It's in pursuit of finding a proctologist for Dan Clark and Sean Barr so we can give them a barbed wire enema.
So what do you make of that whole situation?
I think it's childish, it's disgusting that here we have elected officials that have to go down to that level. And, you know, I would consider it, from everything I've heard, menacing. You know? It's just pure menacing. And, again, as I mentioned the other day, they both need to be censured.
Well, you know, I thought about this overnight because, you know, it's a very interesting story. Because I was thinking of the times that I've seen council people use profanity, and they have in the chamber, where I've seen them get into fights with other politicians or yelling matches with law enforcement. I've seen that happen. You know, but I don't think I ever saw a sitting politician say something like that or heard about it. I wasn't there. To a citizen. I don't think I've ever seen that. Now, if there is an occasion where that's happened, somebody would have to tell me. But that they could get that angry with a citizen and not understand that they are a representative of a ward of this city and
they are
elected.
Servant. They are a servant.
I don't know. It's shocking to me, and that nobody would take any action on this, if nobody does, will be shocking to me. And if nothing else, I would think they'd apologize.
Oh, let's face it, whether they like it or not, they are held to a higher standard. Just like attorneys are held to a higher standard. Congressmen are held to a higher standard. Bottom line is they should know better, and they should conduct themselves in a better manner. So,
and I just want to be fair to say I understand this was probably a touchy subject for Sean Barr because it was a friend of his who died very young, and it's his family, and I'm sure he does feel very close to the matter. And so I
excuse the fact.
No, and that's the point I'm getting to. It doesn't excuse it, but I can empathize with the fact that this is which is why people usually get out of these matters, because they are emotionally involved. And I can't speak for him, and I invited Dan Clark on, and Dan, I think, basically has said that he does not want to discuss this because it,
doesn't have a leg to stand on, apparently.
Well, he didn't say that, but basically, you know, it's not something he wants to continue to talk about. So,
you know, one thing that a lot of people seem to forget, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, silence is golden.
Well, that's it, and I just, you know, I had somebody message me when the show was over yesterday and talked about the language that was being used in that hour. And it was rough language yesterday. It absolutely was. But one of the reasons that the language was so rough was because that was what was said, apparently. And again, if you think that's rough language on a radio program, then imagine a sitting official saying that to a resident. I mean, the fact that we even have to talk about it is strange.
Well, the fact that, I'm appalled. You use those words. Yeah, who hasn't used those words? However, would you use those same words in a church? And that's what you have to look at. City Council, that is the judge's chambers. And even when the court isn't in session, it's still a place that demands civility. I don't have a problem with persons using expletives as long as they don't continually. If that's the only way they can express themselves, then so be it. But there's no need, particularly, to go up, from what I've heard, and essentially accost somebody in that manner.
Well, trust me, the person who made this comment to me yesterday has a pretty dirty mouth themselves. So I don't think it was they were offended by it. I think what they were saying was that was a rough hour as far as expletives go. But again, I think that points back to where we started. That's what was said. And, I mean, that's what is shocking about it, is that I think there are people rolling over in their graves, former council people and people who've held those positions, mayors, you know, law directors, all the people from the past, who would have lost their minds, I think, if they would have heard a representative talking to a resident like that in the chamber, which is unbelievable.
Well, not only do they represent the city, the taxpayers, they represent a political entity. And I think it should be incumbent upon the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, I don't know who, I think they're Republicans, whichever, they should censure them too. And this is not how we want to be represented in the public.
Well, as I said yesterday, and not to go back into this and chew my own food again, but, you know, this has been the, and it's been going on for about a year, year and a half now. This has been the constant devolvement of Marion society as far as it comes to politics. There is so much false information out there. There is so much stuff going on social media that's basically name-calling. There are so many people attacking people. There are so many people putting out memes and cartoons and whatever. And it's all meant to be very personal. It's all meant to be very bullying. It's all meant to shame people.
Provoke. Provocative.
Right, right. And you know what? It's making people, it's getting its effect. It's making people angry. It's confusing them, and they're lashing out. And this is the side you don't want. Oh, yeah, it's funny. Make fun of somebody. Put a meme out there. But you know what? It's just like with the bully in school. The bully can do that for so long, but one day you bully somebody enough, and they're going to pop you in the nose. And I think we're starting to see people pop off. And this is, I have said for a long time now, and I'm glad we record these shows, something is going to happen one day if we continue down this road. Somebody's going to get hurt physically. There is a chance of suicide. There's a lot of mental toll that this takes on you being drugged through the mud in public. Something bad, God forbid, is going to happen based on this bullying and nasty behavior on social media, and we're not going to want to see that. And we're all going to go, oh, isn't that horrible? Well, I don't want to hear isn't that horrible, because we have a chance to stop it.
Yep. Oh, on a side note, I sent you an email with the name of a documentary to take a look at. I think it's about 7 or 8 years old, but it's called Radical Obsession, and it's free. If you've got some kind of streaming device, it's on Tubi, and it's free. It's called Radical Obsession. It deals with Iran. It's over 2 hours, and it gives a history of Iran within the 1950s forward. And I thought, holy cow. So this is the rationale behind what's going on today. I think you'll find it quite interesting, the dynamics that are in there.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
For better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say. Now, somebody asking me out there in listener land this morning, what are we talking about? So they must have just tuned in. I always have to remember people are tuning in at different times. What we're talking about, hold on, we got a call coming in here, then we'll get back to what we're talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I just wanted to offer a little bit of perspective on the Sean Barr thing that happened Monday. I just want to make clear that at no point was Naomi interacting, confronting, having any conversation with Sean or Mr. Clark. She and I were standing there talking. I had my back kind of to the center, aisle. You had walked by just a few seconds or so earlier. I saw Mr. Barr walk behind me, leaving through my peripheral vision, and then I saw him come up behind me. I'm very conscious of people behind me. I stepped over. He, made his comments that he made, and as I said, Naomi, from the very beginning of the interaction, said, I have nothing to say to you, me paraphrasing, no discussion, don't want to talk to you about it. The justification that Mr. Barr offered for calling Naomi a stupid bitch was that she had called him a jackass during the meeting. Naomi denied that. Mr. Clark then inserted himself into the argument and said, oh, yes, you can. Yes, you did. It'll be on the video. Listen to the video. Because he's gotten burnt by the microphone and those people comments. So, these people, let's go down that route. You got those people and these people. These people are elected officials. They are public servants. They are here to answer questions from the public. I would invite everybody to go back and watch and listen to Monday's meeting. Be easy to find and just listen. Listen to how the clerk interacts with the public. He talks down to. He's very, you can tell, you can tell he despises the fact that, people are asking questions. He often wants to insert himself, well, the question's been asked and answered. The questions, as Kim Mayer said, we're trying to figure this out. We're trying to gain understanding. And the fact that people who are elected to serve the public get all frazzled when questions are posed to them, that makes me want to ask even more questions.
Well, the thing of this is, the reason I thought about this last night is I went back in my Rolodex of people who are still with us, but who are, they've been around a long time, politician-wise, who started here in Marion or who have been here in Marion. And I went through some people like Mary Ellen Withrow, like Jack Kellogg, like Scott Schertzer, like Jason Schaber, like Ayers Ratliff, like Mike Thomas, Doc Brown. You know, Doc Brown's no longer with us, but a lot of people who have served in these positions. Tom Pannett was the treasurer, Tommy Reese, people of this nature. And I'm trying to picture them, after a meeting in council chambers, turning to a citizen and calling them a name like that. And they're all different parties. I can't imagine that happening. And why it happens in 2026 is beyond me.
I think, and I go back to this often when we talk, is the national scene sets the tone. We've got a president who has branded himself with abusing and misusing and trying to intimidate and using his authority, and I'm the biggest kid on the block, so that's why we get this and we get that, and it empowers people. It empowers the rest of the party. It empowers everybody to, that and the internet in and of itself, is that, and you've said this before, that the anonymity that people have, from being able to run their mouths online, but, you get people face to face and everybody gets real quiet. And I'm not after confrontation with people. I mean, I have a person who's on my friend list that, is very much a Trumper, and I'd set a story to them to just for food for thought, and their response to me was, please don't send this stuff to me, and I wouldn't send, positive things to your friend. And my response is, I welcome it. If you come at me respectfully, I welcome. I want to read why you think how you do. There's a lot of people that I really, really respect and I think are really, really intelligent people that are Trumpers, and it blows my mind. So I look for perspective, not because I'm, not going to agree or going to agree. I just want to have my own thoughts. I want to form my own thoughts. So I'm willing to, and I'm not afraid, to read what the opposition, so to speak, has to say or what their thought process is. People were like, well, I don't listen to this, and I don't listen to that station. Okay, so you're going to be somewhat brainwashed if you only listen to one thing, one perspective, your whole life.
This is very interesting, because I was having a conversation the other day about this 86 district race, because it's getting kind of ugly from day to day. And people have criticized Ben Weber for his age and no political experience. And I that's a fair criticism. You can make that criticism if you want. But I think one of the reasons that people like Ben Weber, because Ben is obviously being supported by somebody, he's got an awful lot of signs out there. One of the reasons people like him is, here is a guy in his 20s who is very, very cordial. I have not seen him go out of his way to say a nasty thing about anybody. Now, if there's evidence of that, show it to me and I'll come back and I'll retract what I'm saying right now. But he's very polite. The times I've interviewed him, he's been very polite. I have not seen him attack anybody. I've not seen him. So I think that's one of the things that's appealing about him. People knock him for his age. Well, what's he going to do about his age? Is he supposed to get older all of a sudden? That's not going to happen.
Well, that's the age-old thing, lack of experience in your age, and then you get to the point where, you're too old, and they want to get rid of you too old. I think, again, it's always the extremes. Right now on council, they change everybody at the same time. I've heard them say they're thinking about doing staggered terms now, which is a smart idea, in my opinion. But I lost my train of thought.
Well, don't you think, though, I that was an interesting thing that was brought up on Monday and apparently going to be discussed in committee in a couple weeks, about changing the terms, making the terms longer, going from 2 years to 4 years, and also staggering the terms. Now, I think that's fascinating that discussion is going to be held when the city is in economic crisis. Now, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that every 2 years, that people have good memories about exactly what has happened. You know, we've run council like this for a long time, and why would, maybe you want to stagger the term so everybody's not up in the same year, but why would you want to extend the term to 4 years? We always talk about term limits, and now in Marion we're saying, well, let's make the terms longer.
Well, yeah, they want to keep those in power as long as they can. I think, you know, you need to have a mix of experience. I'm all about experience. You know, I think you need a mix of experience, and you need a mix of new blood coming in. I don't think you want to, you know, change the roster on the team 100%, you know, every 3 years or 4 years or what it is. I think staggering would be much better, because you're going to have, I mean, wouldn't it be great to have somebody like Schauber or Mr. Ratliff on there who understood the processes and have been there for a long time? And, you know, I know as much as, you know, on the other side they hated him, but, I mean, that's what I have always liked about, and I've not always agreed with, don't, you know, haven't known Mr. Ratliff or Mr. Schauber. I look at what people are saying. I listen to what they're saying. I listen to what their thoughts are, and if it makes sense to me, and if it aligns with my perspective and my understandings, then that's who I go with. And my vote has nothing to do with an R or a D. It has everything to do with willingness of people to find that common ground and work for everyone. You know, I keep saying that, you know, we have, and every town has, you have the haves and the have-nots. If we really want to have the strongest town, then everybody has to be included in the equation. We got to make it good for everybody, and no, everybody's not going to be happy in that. But we have to be willing to do things. See, that's the hard part. You know, it's easy to just take care of the people that voted for you. And, you know, and unfortunately, in Marion and in a lot of places, you know, you're not, if you're elected, you're not representing the majority. You're representing the majority of the people that voted.
Yep.
And we really need to change that. We really need to get more people out there voting. I get frustrated with people. There are a lot of people who talk politics, and one of the things I ask them, did you vote? Oh, no, I've never voted. Then sit down and shut up.
Well, there are two points to be made here, and one of the problems is that, you know, well, in Mr. Ratliff's case, no matter what the terms or the term limits were, he didn't run for re-election, so if you don't have that option on the ballot, you can't vote for it. And in Mr. Schauber's case, he lost in the primary, so if you don't win in a primary, you can't get on the ballot in the main election. But the point is I don't understand the extending of the term. City council races are not big campaigns to run. It's not like you spend every minute of your life running for city council. You run in a ward. You know, you have a certain part of town that you have to win, and if you look at the vote counts, they're not very big. And also, if you start staggering these things, you're going to get the down ticket vote. Because right now, municipal elections are held in off years, not gubernatorial years, not presidential years. So you don't get the down ticket vote from the presidential elections, and you don't get the down ticket vote from the gubernatorial elections. So I think people need to be cognizant of that as well when they're talking about this. But one of the things about Marion in general is that, you know what, I think we feel so downtrodden in this town that we feel the need to bolster it up. I mean, I have seen more people making t-shirts and more people wearing them and headbands and wristbands, and I've heard strongest towns conversations and love your city and all this stuff. You know what? Marion is what it is. And if you think it's great, good. If somebody doesn't think it's great, you're not going to convince them. And
well, you don't take the good with the bad, you know?
Right, but we have got, it's almost like we're overcorrecting in a car accident. It's almost
exactly.
Like we're about to have a car accident, so we overcorrect, you know?
Isn't overcorrecting over is going from one extreme to the other?
Right, which is
so,
why
so
I
like
think...
We've gone from, you know, Scott, not, we used to give trophies to the winners and to second place. I can remember when my kids were small and they started the whole crap of giving everybody, you know, trophies and stuff. It's bullshit. We need, in life, people need to learn to win and lose. We need to prepare our kids for winning and losing. We need to, you know, because a lot of kids go through, you know, a lot of people want to do this just, oh, I'm just positive and I just want to love God and we don't think about the negative stuff and all. And then their kids go off to college and they can't function in the reality of the world. As far as the whole extension thing, you know, in my opinion, I think what they're concerned about, and Mr. Barr has expressed this, that some of these votes they've taken about raising rates, raising this and that, are political suicide. And they also know in these midterms coming up, and they know, you know, the tide is turning away from their party. And so I think they're looking to extend their power as long as they can and stay in while they can. And then, you know, more than likely what it will turn into is, you know, they'll quit before the end of their term, and then they'll appoint somebody else new and blah, blah, blah. And that's not the will of the people.
That's true. Hey, I appreciate the comments. Thank you.
Have a great day, buddy.
All right. And as always, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I think we now have covered what the issue was for the listener out there who was curious as to what we were talking about. It's you know, two council members using a profane statement on a city resident, which, you know, I'm not sure anybody's going to be in favor of that. 740-383-9944. Now, we'll take another phone call here, and then we'll come back to the conversation, as it were. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Another day in the happiness-filled world.
The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. And so I guess it's up to each one of us to make the best of it. Or just sit back, bitch. One of the others.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, what do you make? A lot of news and a lot of interesting, should we say, human activity Monday night at City Council.
No, they're not humans. But I'll tell you what was the scariest. I would hate to think about going back to council and if someone, whatever. But the law enforcement was there, and they didn't protect me.
You know, that is a good question. We talked about that yesterday, that apparently B.J. Gruber with the police department, not that the law director is going to get physically involved, but there is a screener who we told was there for situations like these downstairs. And apparently, when this whole verbal altercation was going on, nobody did anything.
Well, who all was there that had the authority to do something? And was they going to wait till the gun banged, and then they were going to step forward?
Well, the mayor is former law enforcement, and from what my understanding is, he was still in the room.
Well, like I say, it's I guess it's who you are, if you're going to be shot or not.
Well,
it's pretty darn scary, and I will agree with the last guy that was talking about every kid that plays ball gets a participation ribbon. That is just beans. And when you think of how our adults are acting, is it any wonder we're having the problems we're having in school?
Well, what do you make of the idea? Because it really is shocking to me, as I've said, that in council chambers, in a courtroom, in City Hall, that a sitting council member, for whatever provocation, would say something like that to a city resident.
That as a participant, and has always been, wasn't like she just comes in there and bitches. She comes in there and has reason, but I guess maybe the upper crust doesn't really want any opinions. But all I can, when I heard about that, of course, I didn't make it to the meeting, you know. But when I heard about that, I thought, that's pretty scary. We're in the council room. We have all those higher-ups, and nobody done anything. Was they just going to wait until the gun banged?
Well, I'm interested to see what happens from here on out. Because, you know, I guess you can lose your temper, and I guess you can say things that maybe you wish you had not said, but are you going to apologize in front of council for doing that. And maybe, even if you don't want to apologize to the person, are you going to apologize for where you did it and what you said? Are you, is anybody on that council going to call for that apology if it is not made by both of those people? You know, I don't know.
Call for it, that's fake. Because that means they're really not sorry.
Well, right, but at least it shows somebody else on the council feels that it shouldn't be done. Because what I think is unfortunate is if nobody apologizes and nobody says anything, then it'll never be brought up and it will just be a footnote on a meeting.
Well, I think they stepped on the wrong toes because I don't think she'll let it just ride.
Well, that's probably true, but I just am wondering. I took every politician I could think of the last 50 years and put their face in that chamber with that statement, and I cannot picture any of them saying that to a constituent, no matter what the constituent said to them. And trust me, constituents have said some pretty nasty things over the years to these people.
Well, that's because they're supposed to represent us, and you're giving an opinion. And when nobody goes around to the knock on the door and says, is there anything going on here that you'd like for me to be interested in? I know they don't make enough to be on call 24/7. But if they can come around the corner and want your vote, then why don't they come around the corner and see if there's anything going on? But when they said that about Naomi... Now, that's pretty scary. Who was there to protect her? Anybody?
Well, that's it, and I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I just come from a different world where you would not say that to anybody. You know, if I said, I was just thinking, if I said that to somebody, let's say at the school, if I was at the school and didn't like one of my colleagues, and I called them that, how would that float?
What would happen if you were at the school and you talked to a kid like that?
Exactly. And if a kid talked like that to me, I guarantee they would be taken down to the office. So,
right.
You know, I just can't imagine that. I'm trying to figure out the workplace where that, if you called your manager in a plant that, it would not, the HR would be involved in a second.
Well, it's just the times, and let's not use that for an excuse. Nobody cares about anybody because everybody gets all this crap on the computer, and if it makes it to the computer, it's a fact, and then I can walk off with my head high because I know more than you do.
Well, that's the problem, and I've said it the last 2 days, in the last year and a half, the misinformation, the bullying, the things people say on social media directed in Marianne's way is, whether it's true or not, most of the time it's not, is awful, and it's pushing people to a point where they want to lash out, and, you know, I don't think they should lash out, but I certainly am getting to the point where I understand why they do, because they're being drugged.
Is we had Law there, and there was no one there to protect her.
Well, it is a point, and I would wonder what BJ, I hate to say, you know, BJ's the one to answer to this, but he was the one there, I guess. And
right. And Naomi, she can get on my nerves sometimes. Because she can go on, but her heart's in the right place, and if everybody's standing there, done as much to try to help out other people as what she does, they wouldn't be so dang bitter.
You know, it's interesting. We have a comment here online this morning, and I think it's speaking to what you're saying. It said, dude wasn't mouthing off to someone his own size. I imagine it's real easy to feel empowered against someone under 5'5" and also a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
My ending comment is, where was the people that was in charge, and it was in the council chambers? They certainly as hell didn't do their job.
Unfortunately not. And will any of them apologize? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think. Yeah, but you know something they do. Well, they apologize. That's just words. You know, that's just words. Everybody says, well, I apologize. Well, yeah, but you can't erase what someone said to you with a simple apology.
No,
it may help.
Well, but you know what, though? I think of people, you know, we all know that I'm perfect, but people have...
deal with people, isn't it?
People have said nasty things about me before, but you know what? If they came to me, they don't even have to do it in front. If they came to me in private and apologized, I would accept it because I would assume that they meant it.
Right.
So, you know, I think an apology does mean something.
Well, not with tongue in cheek, it don't.
No, not if you're doing it for political purposes.
Clear your name.
Well, I guess that's why I don't like the political races that are going on right now. I see so many people attacking each other. I see so many people saying awful things, and they would not be saying them if they didn't want to win an election. And you know what? I get that you get into politics to win. You want to win that seat. But we're getting to a point where what is your line too far? What line won't you cross to win? You know, I would never run for office, but if I did, there would have to be a point, no matter how much I wanted to be in that position, that I cannot break my own moral code to get in that position, or what's it worth?
Well, I think moral codes went out of style a long time ago. I mean, how many people are saying to their kids at home, you just don't do that?
Well,
in the corner of their mouth, they are saying things about Johnny Jones down the street that is just not right. It doesn't matter if it's right or if you think, but it is just not right.
Now, somebody else out there listening this morning is saying, did Mary put a stop to it? It happened after the meeting, so Mary did not put a stop to it. But it says also, they should apologize. Cursing at constituents is no good. If they are just words, then it should be pretty easy to just say it.
Well, but you know, they can say it, but that person they talk to isn't going to forget it. She may put it on the back burner, and she may forgive them, but you just don't forget it because it never goes away.
No, it's going to be part of the history now, and I wouldn't want that to be part of my history.
Well, me either. Hey, Scott, we're not going to fix this either, are
no,
we?
No, but we keep talking, and you know, it does mean something. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, the phone lines are open. 10 minutes left to go in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know where we are, but it's a problem. It's a problem. I don't think I have ever used that phrase. Now, maybe I'm just a goody two-shoes here, but I don't think I've ever used that phrase on somebody. Now, and if I ever have, I certainly have never done it in public. You've got to have a problem with that. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what do you think would happen if that was said in one of the judges' courtroom?
Well, it was in a judge's courtroom.
Well, the judge wasn't there.
Right. No, you couldn't do that.
I don't care anywhere in City Hall up there or the courthouse over there. If you are using obscene language, you ought to get a citation for that somehow. There ought to be a code that they can be cited for, and you're thrown out of the City Hall or the courthouse.
Well, what do you
immediately after you do that?
Well, what do you make of the whole situation? Two council people, I guess, would say this to a constituent, now after the meeting, but still in the chamber.
Yeah, I think it's pretty sad, and your other caller, you know, he was dead on. You know, it starts at the national level,
and how the Republican Party is saying things and condoning things. That's what we're going to get if we keep having that. And you talk about that land where they're going to put that Dollar General there.
Yeah.
Did you know that used to be a junkyard for years?
Yeah, across the street. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know that land's probably highly contaminated.
Across from Logan Tire.
Back in those days, you just took the radiator hose off and let that stuff, drain the oil right out of the motors or whatever. It just all went on the ground. So I don't know if that would really be the best place to put it.
Well, I'm not really sure. I don't know. Maybe they want to annex that into the city, I guess, is the idea here, so they can do that. There's something kind of odd about that idea. Annexation has always been a dirty word for the county to annex something into the city. And for the county to annex something into the city, a business, you know, they're going to...
Well, why would the county want to annex into the city?
Well, that's the question.
More city wants it.
And I think that's the point that's being missed here, is why would the county want to annex that into the city for business purposes? There are a lot of dollar stores in the county, just outside the city limits in Marion. They're not annexed into the city. Why this one?
I'm sure the county's going to lose a little bit of tax dollars on it. I don't know how they break that up, but...
Well, Ryan, the county operates on sales tax. So
yeah.
Why would they want to annex land into the city that a business is going to sit on, that they could collect sales tax from?
Well, I think it ought to be brought up that that's sitting on possibly a highly contaminated lot. You know, it might be best off not to disturb it, just, you know, keep people off of it.
Well, you know, honestly, it's so interesting, but that didn't even fall on the news report, the whole talk of annexing this land, because we've got so much going on right now. You know, we're at March 25th here. We've got 6 days. The budget has to be down at the state. We passed a $6 million deficit. Now, the mayor did say that there are some accounts left over from last year that are going to make up for $3 million of that, and then getting rid of recycling and raising the bus fares and the sanitation rates are going to hopefully make up for the other $3 million, so there won't be a deficit. But again, why are we getting so close? A month tomorrow, the mayor sent out this plan saying he was going to do all this stuff, and a month, 30 days tomorrow, he has not talked about it. He has not sent out legislation. He has not opened it up, put it on the agenda for conversation, any of those things. Why wait so?
Getting rid of the recycling.
What's that?
I said, I'm for getting rid of the recycling.
Well, the League of Women Voters are not.
But you do it for a short term.
Yeah, but
that's a lot of money that could be saved.
Well, but the League of Women Voters showed up Monday night and gave a whole speech about why they are not.
Well, you're always going to have them people, but, you know, you got to be realistic. It's just like, it would be better for no wild animal to ever be killed. But do you know what happens if you don't have hunting season for the wild animals, especially the deer? They become too overpopulated. They get diseased. They're getting into the cities. You know, you just got to be realistic.
Well, I agree that, you know what, it may go away. But what I'm saying is, when you raise the bus fares and you get rid of curbside recycling...
Well, I don't think that should be raised maybe a dollar and a half.
Yeah.
But 75 cents, and that raise is going to affect more seniors than anybody. And a lot of the seniors that are taking the bus are financially strapped anyhow with everything going up.
Well,
you raise the bus fare up, you raise their trash, you know.
Well, I want to go back. Well, I want to go back here and say that the county, I guess, would still collect sales tax because it would still be considered being in the county. And I'm being told by a listener out here that this is probably the way that the city can get some income tax money from that business. But back to the point that we're talking about with the 4 minutes left in the program, what I'm saying is the mayor, I was told off the record that the mayor can do this stuff by himself, that he doesn't have to put it in front of council. Okay. But the sanitation rates, I don't think people are going to complain about because they, you know, that's been done before. But if you raise the bus fares, if you get rid of curbside recycling after 41 years, whether or not you like it or dislike it, those are that's issues that are going to bring people out to vote. Those are issues that are going to bring people
to
City Hall.
About it.
Oh, no, they won't. When is the last time the League of Women Voters sent a representative to City Council to kick off the meeting, not even on the topic of recycling, not on the agenda, to read a prepared statement with the concerns of recycling? If they put that on the agenda, people would show up.
I don't think it's going to make a bit of difference. And
well, then do it. Put it on the agenda.
You could vote on it, but, you know, people, Marion, got to be realistic. Do we want to open the pool this year? Well, yeah, it'd be nice. Would we like to keep the recycling? Yeah, it'd be nice. Would we like to keep the bus fares down at a dollar quarter? Yeah, it'd be nice. Would we rather not pay any more for our trash pickup? Yeah, that would be nice, too.
Yeah,
but there's decisions you gotta make.
There are decisions.
You know, if you was having to pay for your recycling going out, and it got up drastically expensive, and you was fighting to get money to pay your health care and your food and other bills, do you think you might quit paying somebody to pick your recycling?
Right, but I think the point.
You do the proper thing.
I think the point's being missed here, though. I'm not saying that you can't do away with it, and I'm not saying that it's not a tough decision. I'm just saying doing it with no transparency, never giving the people a chance to talk about it, because I guarantee you this, yeah, you have to make tough decisions, but what happened when they put it on the agenda to get rid of the out-of-city tax credit? People thought,
well... that's the mayor and the council's fault.
Yeah, but they thought...
I put it more on the mayor because he won't come in and talk and give us a state of the city and, you know, and different ideas that's passed around.
Well, just the point there, when they were going to go from totally getting rid of the out-of-city work tax credit from 100% to 0%, what happened? Those constituents got so many calls, within 1 week they all had changed their vote, and that thing went from a complete elimination back up to 50%, and that's what it was passed at. And that... The politicians do not run this city. The people who elected them do. And they know if they put curbside recycling or a bus fare increase on the agenda and put it before the public, they know the same backlash is going to come that happened with the out-of-city tax credit.
I just want to make a point before you got to get
please,
off
please,
your
please do, please do.
All you Republicans and MAGA nuts, when you go to the gas station and fill up your tank, I want to see the biggest smile on your face.
$4 as of yesterday. Thanks for calling. We'll be back and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yep.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This person said that. This person said that. Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I think that nobody likes criticism.